It was quite early when they came. I hadn't been out and about for very long, feeding the stock and that sort of thing, when I saw them. They simply walked up to where the donkey and its colt were tethered and started to untie them. They're bold, I thought to myself, even for horse thieves. Did they think I wouldn't see what was going on because the early morning sun was behind them? So I went over to them, to confront them, to ask them what they were up to. And that's when they pulled me up short. They simply told me that the master has need of these. That's when I recognized them. That's when I remembered who they were. That's when I knew what was going to happen. So I let them take both of the animals. I couldn't concentrate on my work after that. I wanted to know for myself what was going to come of all this. So I set off and followed down the road.
I was at the well with the other women when they went by. It was quite early in the morning, and we were all gathered there for the usual gossiping about what had gone on since we had the chance to talk last morning. I think it was Sarah who saw them first, that small group of men making their way along the road towards Jerusalem. She didn't know who they were, but she recognized the donkeys. "Aren't those Jonathan's beasts?" she said. "That's Sarah for you. Can't tell one man from another, but can recognize an animal at 1,000 paces. I looked where she was pointing. Not that it would do any good. I can't tell a sheep from a goat at the best of times. But I recognized the man who was riding on the donkey, and those others who were with him. It was the teacher and his followers. As they passed us, I could see the determination on his face. He had come to some sort of decision and was going somewhere. I wanted to know for myself what was going to come of all this, so I set off and followed down the road.
I was on duty at the Bethany Gate when I saw them coming. They weren't a large crowd, so I wasn't that worried. I didn't think it was necessary to turn out the guard to prevent what looked like about 10 of ordinary folk storming the city. I knew things were tense, it being the Passover, and we had been placed on alert so as to keep our eyes open for any rebel activity. But one man riding on a donkey, followed by a few artisans and peasants, didn't look like a rebellion to me. They were clearly heading somewhere, and the overseer told me to keep an eye on them. I was pleased about that because I wanted to know for myself what was going to come of all this. So I set off and followed down the road.
I was playing in the street just inside the city gate. Some of the people about me started shouting. At first, I thought they were telling me off for playing in the middle of the road. But it was nothing to do with me. They were excited because someone was coming from outside the city. It must have been special because they started laying their cloaks on the road, as they do when anyone important comes into town. And then they started cheering and praising the one on the back of the donkey at the front of the procession. He was clearly the important one. I thought to myself, if all these people were cheering him, and those others were following him, something was going to happen. Something exciting. Something new. Maybe even something that was going to change the life of the city forever. I wanted to know for myself what was going to come of all this. So I set off and followed down the road.
I had just opened my stall for the day when I heard all the commotion. People were running to line the side of the street, looking to see who or what was coming. They were taking off their cloaks and laying them on the ground, so I knew they thought he was someone important. Some of them even climbed the trees and tore off the palm leaves to wave in acclamation. It was quite crowded in the narrow city street with all our stalls, so the procession, for, well, that's what it clearly was having trouble getting through the crush. And all the onlookers were shouting and cheering. I could just see the leader of this mob was on a donkey. Strange, I thought to myself, for a leader to be riding a donkey. Surely a war horse would be more appropriate. But then he was past my stall and everyone in the street had picked up their cloaks and had joined the throng following him. I didn't know where he was leading them, and they didn't seem to care. They just seemed to want to be a part of it all. I realised that so did I. I wanted to know for myself what was going to come of all this. So I closed my stall and set off down the road.
I was in the shadows. I'd taken a great risk coming here. One of our number, Barabbas, had been arrested only a few days earlier, and it looked certain that he was going to be executed by the occupying Romans. I'd been sent to see if there was a way to organize our people who lived in the city so as to rescue him. I'd managed to slip in amongst all the chaos of everyone flocking to the temple for the Passover, but my face was known, so I had to keep a low profile. That's why the procession took me by surprise. I could see who was at the head of it. His face was known too. He was putting himself at risk by coming into the city in that manner. Surely the authorities wouldn't let him get away with it. Surely they'd take action against him and his followers. And then it struck me. If that was the case, there just might be a way for us to exploit this. There might just be a way for us to save our friend. But what was he up to on the back of that donkey? I wanted to know for myself what was going to come of all this, so I set off and followed down the road.
I was going towards the temple when I heard the commotion. I was cross. I was angry, even. Surely the common people knew that the temple had to be approached in humility and reverence. The singing of the Psalms was reserved for the journey towards the city. Once you got here, you had to approach the presence of the Lord with all due respect. Unseemly behaviour was not acceptable within the region of the temple. The law made that clear. There was a proper way for things to be done. That's been clear since the Lord smote Aaron's sons for their failure to obey the instructions given in the law. I know that. I've spent all my life studying the law. Not like this rabble, shouting and cheering. I went towards them. I was going to order them to be quiet and behave. That's when I saw him, riding towards me on that donkey. I knew who he was. He'd crossed verbal swords with me and my brothers before. Now it looked like he'd come back for another round. Well, he wasn't going to get away with it this time. He obviously had a plan, but I'd make sure it would come to nothing. I wanted to know for myself what was going to come of all this. So I set off and followed down the road.
I'd heard the stories. I knew about the hosannas and the palm branches. I'd imagined that bright Sunday morning where crowds of people lined the road, just as they did for the carnival procession each year. I thought the whole city had been expecting him, were ready to greet him as their teacher, special prophet and promised leader. The more I learnt about the story, the more I realised that I'd got some of it wrong. The people weren't expecting him. While there was a plan, even those closest to him had no idea what was going on. but they trusted him and did what he asked. More recently, I've read about the symbolism in not one but two processions that day. I've read how the donkey is a symbol of peace and about lots of other images in the text. But one thing echoes inside my head. When Jesus turned his face towards Jerusalem and set in motion the events of that final fateful week, he knew where he was going. He just knew what it was all about. I realized if I was going to make sense of those Palm Sunday events, there was going to be only one way I could do that. I was going to have to want to know for myself what was going to come of all this and how it was going to affect my life today. So I set off and followed down the road.
Of days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of his might, oh, sing of his grace, whose robe is the light and canopy space. His chariots of wrath, the deep thunderclouds form, and dark is his path on the wind.
You've been listening to a podcast from Radio Maria. If you enjoy these programs, please consider becoming one of our monthly donors. All you need to do is visit www.radiomariaengland.uk and click on the Support Us tab for various options. We rely entirely on donations, so thank you to all our listeners for their generous support.